I'm going to go get some air, darling. Would you care to join me? Happy to have your arm and your company as always. I apologize for taking you away from your admiring coterie. They looked quite crestfallen that I claimed their objective desire. I was not accusing you of unfaithfulness, my dear. I know you're quite devoted to me, and I share their admiration, of course. I just wonder how their besotted gazes might change if they knew your proclivities in the bedroom. You wear clothes so well, my darling. You are the very model of a dominant, masculine, virile young man. But I think we both know that looks can be deceiving, can't they, my darling boy? Come, sit with me by the fountain. I'm quite spent after all the dancing and socializing. Oh, darling, not straight on the ground. Your trousers, at least on my shawl. Even in your expensive trousers, you still prefer to kneel at my feet. Such a good but silly boy. This is a lovely private spot, isn't it? Say, what will. About our kind, but we're very good at architecture with 100 secret places to meet a lover or a victim. No, you were never my victim, were you? Rather a petitioner, a supplicant, submissive to your dam even before I was your dam. Do you ever have any regrets? That was very fast and certain. It wasn't a race, my love. You can take your time to think about it. Becoming one of our kind, it is a big decision. Irrecoverable. Even I, in all my centuries, have my doubts and regrets at times. I won't take it poorly. You'll convince me. And how will you do that? Rhetorical essay? Kissing your way down to my feet. You know, I do like the line of your back when you grovel, but mind your fangs on my stockings. They're silk. Good boy. Oh, being very thorough, are we? The straps on my shoes are fiddly. Are you sure you can manage the buckles in the light? Well, I won't stop you. You can kiss over every part of me if you like. I do believe I'm being won over by your rhetorical style. Careful, I'm ticklish. And what will you do when you've kissed your way down to the tips of my toes? Will you just stay there with your forehead in the gravel until the sun rises? Ah, if I wish it so. My darling, I don't think in the long history of our kind there has been a spawn so devoted to his sire or dam. You are, as always, such a precious boy. I know you love to express your devotion this way, my dear, but since you are so obedient, I can think of another place I'd like your worshipful mouth. Climb your way back up here and show your appreciation to the apex of my thighs. Oh, you won't need your hands. Keep them on your thighs like a good boy. I'll just move the skirt out of the way for you. I'm only wearing thigh high, so there's nothing at all in your way. Don't be surprised. I could hardly risk panty lines in a dress this clinging. Although I will admit, I also thought of it being useful in just a situation as we currently find ourselves. Your enthusiasm is, as always, unrivaled and appreciated, as is your familiarity. You know exactly what to do. No doubt, no embarrassment, no hesitation. A dam could ask for nothing more. Other than some discretion, of course. While we are relatively safe from the prying eyes here, we're not safe from private ears. After all, we can hear the party noises, so they could likely hear us. So as much as I adore them, please keep your appreciative sounds to yourself this time, my love. Although, I will admit I am always impressed by your ability to make so much noise muffled against my cunt as you are. You know, you naughty thing. Trying to make me cry out instead. I should spank you for your impotence, but you'd like it too much. Do you really want your little flock of admirers to know so much about you? If I'd known, I would have thought about bringing the fake cock you like so much and taking you over this bench. But I don't think it would have fit in my elegant handbag. You know how very large it is, after all. Oh, you just shuddered, like I actually just thrust it inside you. Do you like the thought so much, my sweet? You folk has gotten rather sloppy. Perhaps a hand in your hair would help you, hmm? No, oh, fuck. That's much better, darling. Oh, very good. Oh, settle. Just seeing what's got you so distracted. Sliding the ball of my foot up your thigh. And... oh, no wonder you're so unfocused. Must be uncomfortable pushing so hard against the zipper of your tight trousers. It's certainly not helping that I'm now stroking it with my foot, is it? Oh, I love when you whine against my gut. Oh, but you've been so very good. Oh, your hands keep staying where I told you to keep them, on your thighs. Oh, such a good boy. I have a reward for us both, darling. No, no, keep your mouth right where it is until I tell you. Until I tell you what it is, my love. I want you to unzip your trousers and free your poor, neglected cock. And then come sit on the bench, and then I'll ride you. It's not me fucking you from behind, but I'll be entirely in control of the pace. And that's still good, isn't it, my darling boy? So glad to hear it. All right then, don't keep me waiting. Oh, darling, so red and wet. And hard already. But you'll hold on until I tell you to come, won't you? There you go. Hold steady for me. You've made such a mess of yourself, darling. Such a sloppy eater at times. But you should always taste me. You fill me up so well like this. with me using you? Like a toy. No, you still mustn't be loud, my darling. I can't keep shushing you like this. It throws off my rhythm. My tits? Well, I suppose they're as good as a pacifier as anything. At the right of my height? And certainly easy to get out of my dress with the neckline like this. There you go, my greedy boy. Keep your mouth occupied. I certainly won't complain about more of your talented tongue and lips. Such a good boy. Such an obedient boy. Making me feel so good. I can feel you swelling. But don't come. Don't come until I do. You can hold on my spawn, my boy. So good for your dam. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, right there. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. That's right, my spawn. Oh, be such a good boy. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. There. Yes. There. Right there. I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm so close. I'm gonna come. Make me come, my sweet boy. Oh, yes. Right there. I'm coming. Oh, you've been so good. Come for me, my good boy. Come with me, my good fucking boy. Come with me. Come. Well, that was a enjoyable diversion. Always nice to get a bit of fresh air at such a crowded party. Thank you for accompanying me on my little walk. Here, I have a few napkins in my handbag to clean up the worst of the mess from your face and your pants. Lovely as always, my dear. Even when we must restrain ourselves, I suppose we'll be missed from the party if we stay away much longer. You were so sought after as a conversational partner. I'll just refasten my shoes. You've done an admirable job of cleaning up and setting your hair to rights. No breath mints. When those admiring little flowers lean into you like the sun for the rest of the night, I want them to smell me on your breath. Well, shall we? Give me our arm. That's a good boy.